Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
You try and take every play and take everything out of every play that you can, from information to what we can do better. And that's really where we start with, how we can do things better on our side. They're certainly a great team. I think they won 10 in a row or more. And where they're at in terms of the overall AFC picture, it'll be a big challenge for us.
There we go with the McDermott. I think they won 10 in a row. Yeah. Like, he'll take a known fact.
Yeah.
Lie.
You know they won 10 in a row. We welcome in the host of Send Today and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ, it's always fun to talk to you on a Wednesday. We'll get your thoughts on that Bills-Patriots game in a couple few. We'll want to get your take on the college football playoff bracket. But if we're going to talk brackets, if we're going to talk bowls, I thought we would start with, was it you that suggested this, Gino? Or
no,
was it PJ? PJ suggested
PJ, yeah.
We look over some of these bowls that are coming up here. It is bowl season. And our favorite Baltimorean, PJ Glasser, if we can get a quick Baltimorese bracket here for some of these bowl games, I've seeded them 1-4, and I want to get your take on these, if that's possible.
Please do. I'm excited to see what we've come up with, because I know these names of these bowl games are changing every year, so I'm excited to see what we got.
All right, well, we're going to start with the 1-4. The one seed this bowl season, I would say, is the Idaho Potato Bowl versus the 4 seed Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl.
So, good one. I love the word Frisco, but I think the fact that you have Idaho, the state, and the potato, I mean, that's the reason why she's the one seed. We'll go Idaho Potato Bowl.
Okay. No surprise there. No upset in the first matchup. And then the 2 seed, which you could make an argument, they felt like they got snubbed from the 1 seed. The Valero Alamo Bowl versus the 3 seed, the Duke's Mayo Bowl, PJ.
Everybody loves the Duke's Mayo Bowl because the head coach gets dunked with the mayo at the end of the game, which is always great. But the Valero Alamo Bowl, this is what started it all. Not only is it the Valero Alamo Bowl, but fellas, do you know where they play it? They play it at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. So that moves on to the finals.
All right, we need a decision here. It's been all chalk. The 1 seed versus the 2 seed, the Idaho Potato Bowl or the Valero Alamo Bowl being played at the Alamo Dome.
There's just nothing. I mean, the Alamo Bowl has got to take it. We need a year where Ohio plays Idaho in the Alamo Bowl. We need that one year, something. But, fellas, that definitely is the winner for the Baltimore bracket of the bowls.
Oh, my gosh. Like Notre Dame, did anybody get left out here? Are we upset that the Boca Raton Bowl or perhaps Miami, Ohio in the Snoop Dogg Bowl got left out? PJ against Fresno State?
No, I think you guys did good. I mean, those were definitely the solid four. Like Danger was saying, maybe you could have gone with the Alamo Bowl at number one, but I think the Idaho, you know, Potato Bowl, solid. You guys did a good job, but yeah.
Although
Valero Alamo Bowl.
That Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl is pretty enticing just because of the teams playing. Miami of Ohio and Fresno.
That is pretty good. Yeah, Snoop Dogg, Miami, Ohio, and Fresno. That's who we need playing at the Alamo Bowl, you guys. We need to get those two teams there.
Next year we'll have a play-in round before we get to the Final Four. PJ, did they get it right? I mean, you watch this sport closely. You pay attention to everything that goes on in college football through the course of the season, the ups, the downs, the twists, the turns. There's a three-loss Alabama team in the playoff. There's a Notre Dame program that can't stop bitching about being left out. Did they get it right?
Mm-hmm. They did get it right, but the way that they went about it was the wrong way. You know, to have Notre Dame ahead of Miami the entire time leading up to the final reveal and then flip-flopping the teams when neither of them played, that was the wrong way to go about it. But, of course, Miami should be in over Notre Dame. I mean, they played, right? Miami beat them, so... The head-to-head tiebreaker in all sports is the end-all, be-all. So having Miami in was the right move, and having Alabama in was the right move as well. You can't punish Alabama for playing in a conference title game and moving them out of the playoffs, just like they couldn't do it with SMU last year. And for everybody out there who was saying, oh, but you keep Alabama in, but you leave BYU out, guys, BYU wasn't in the playoff before the conference championship weekend started, right? So it's just like in college basketball where some of these teams go into their conference tournaments and some of them have to win the tournament to get to the big dance while others don't have to. Alabama was one of those teams that didn't have to. BYU was. Their reward for making it to the title game was if they won, they got in. They didn't do it. So because of that, Miami is the last team into the field, and I think ultimately they got the teams right under the current format.
Let's talk about the four playoff games, the first round games. I'm going to lump the two the two Cinderellas together here, PJ. Are you giving a chance either outright to number 11 Tulane at number 6 Ole Miss, considering all the drama around Ole Miss, or number 12 James Madison at number 5 Oregon? Or is the better way to look at it, is there an opportunity here with these underdogs and the points? What are your thoughts about these two long shots, PJ?
So I'll give you guys a bet in each game. I don't think either team's pulling off the upset. With JMU, they got a really good defense, and I think people are going to be impressed with how competitive defensively they are. With Oregon, the problem is the other side of the ball. I don't know how they're going to score against the Ducks. So I would look at like a first half under in that game. You know, I think JMU's defense for the first 30 minutes can kind of hang around, maybe muck it up and keep it ugly. Wisconsin, Northwestern, like some of those kind of Big Ten teams have been able to do that against Oregon this season. I think JMU can kind of do the same. And then ultimately the Ducks just kind of wear them down. So I would look first half under in that game. Oregon advances. And then I like Ole Miss in that game against Tulane as well. The Ole Miss game is interesting because a lot of people are approaching it with Ole Miss is going to have this us against the world mentality, right? Kiffin leaves them. It kind of rallies the team. They get closer with this game being on campus. You know, the fan base is going to be behind them. But I kind of think maybe all that emotion, you know, sometimes it can be a good thing. Other times it can almost get you a little too overamped. And Tulane's a good team. I think they can keep it close in the first half as well. So that's how I'd look to play those big matchups. There aren't going to be any outright upsets. I wouldn't look to take the points full game, but I'd maybe look at Tulane first half, and I'd look at JMU Oregon first half under as well.
Will we see more chalk in the 9-8 matchup and the 10-7 between Alabama, Oklahoma, and Miami, Texas A&M, PJ?
So I like Bama against OU, you guys. When these teams played in mid-November, Bama outgained them by 200 yards, and they lost the turnover battle 3-0, including a pick six in that game. They also missed a chip shot field goal. Even despite all that, they only lost the game by two. Now, Oklahoma's beat them the last couple of years, and I think schematically, Venables does some things that gives DeBoer some trouble. But Bama's the better team. The fact that this game is in Norman and it's a pick 'em would tell you that Bama's the better team, because if they played on neutral, they'd be favored in the game. So even though they haven't looked very convincing here down the stretch these last four or five games, and they haven't been a great road team, they haven't won by margin very much. Like, all the road games they play are very close. I think they're going to find a way to win this game by 3 points. If they turn the ball over again, they're definitely going to lose. If they take care of the football, lean on their defense, Oklahoma just does not have enough firepower offensively if Bama doesn't give them short fields and doesn't give them extra possessions, that I think they win the game.
PJ, I think most of us here have watched enough ACC football, and we know what Miami is, and there they are. I don't know what Texas A&M is. Like, who is this team, the 7-10 matchup? Are they the team that can, throttle an LSU and get a coach fired? Are they the team that needed to rally big time from a down-and-out South Carolina team? Like, who is Texas A&M, PJ? How do you view the 7-10 matchup?
Gene, you know what's crazy? There was a graphic that was going viral at the end of the regular season where if you drew a line in between the top eight teams in the SEC and the bottom eight teams in the SEC, in terms of, like, record, A&M played seven of the eight bottom teams in the SEC this year, and obviously the only one that they played in the top eight, they lost to in Texas. So to answer your question, we don't really know, because even though the SEC is the best conference in college football, they didn't hardly play any of the top teams. They didn't play any of these other teams that are in the playoff along with them. So none of us really know how good A&M is. What we do know is that environment at Kyle Field and College Station is one of the best. Home field was a big factor in the playoff last year. I think it's going to be close. Miami's defensive line is the real deal. It just feels like the kind of game where Carson Beck is going to make a late mistake, and I think A&M prevails. So I'll take the Aggies at home. They're favored by 3.5, like you said. I'm hoping we get a 3. If we don't, I'd probably just look at A&M, money line parlaying them with something on the board.
He is PJ Glasser, the host of Send It In on the BetMGM Network, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester. As we shift gears and talk NFL, PJ, the game that we've spent the majority of our time talking about this week, a big game in the AFC East. The Bills looking to revenge a loss earlier this season to the hands of New England. The Patriots, the home team. What's your take on Bills Pats for Sunday afternoon?
I like the Bills, guys. I know the Patriots are coming off a bye week, so they've had 2 weeks to prep for this game against Buffalo, but we all know it's tough to beat a team two times. The Bills, even though New England beat them in that Sunday night game, I mean, the Bills beat themselves. They had 3 turnovers. They lost the turnover battle. They had 11 penalties in that game. And with the injuries that New England had, that they've had these last couple weeks, these last few months, their run defense isn't what it was at the beginning of the season. You know, they had the best in the NFL September, October. Now here, November and December, they're kind of middle of the pack. And we know when the Bills are at their best, they're running the football. So I would expect that kind of game plan. They know they can't turn the ball over, lean on the run game with Cook, let Josh Allen be Josh Allen. And I think Buffalo manages to get out of there with a win. It's going to be a close game, but I do like the Bills at a pick 'em right now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
BJ, it's December, and one thing we do know, bad teams, okay, they're looking to stamp on it, they're mailing it in. Arizona, I don't know when the coach gets fired. Is it in season? Do we have to wait until the day after the season? And I'm looking at this Texans line right now. I'm looking on BetQL, Texans giving up 9.5, which to me, that seems like right on the number there to me. It seems too easy, like, right? Like, Houston needs this one? Or are you just looking at it from the standpoint that Houston's offense maybe isn't quite right here? How do you play Houston, Arizona? Again, the line, Houston giving 9.5.
So I love Arizona this week, you guys. And the reason being, Texans are one of the hottest teams in football, no question. Three straight wins against three really good teams, all as underdogs, right? They beat Buffalo as a dog. They beat the Colts as a dog. They beat Kansas City as a dog. This is like how I love betting sports, you know, in certain teams where when you're getting them as underdogs, that's one thing. When you're getting them as a double-digit favorite, I get that defense is elite. But the offense, I mean, still, like, not great, you know? So with Jacoby Brissett and Arizona, they have been putting up points. I just think it's too many. I think this is kind of the sell high right now on Houston. I love them when they're an underdog and they can lean on that defense to wreak havoc. But in these kinds of games, when they're a big favorite, maybe they're not as motivated as they've been the last few games. I mean, that was a massive stretch they just went through and a huge win against Kansas City. So I think it's a nice little letdown spot, and I just think it's too many points. So I like Arizona.
The Bears are at home, and they're a better-than-touchdown favorite over the Cleveland Browns on Sunday after that loss at Lambeau in Cleveland with a disappointing loss and giving Tennessee their second win. Which way are you leaning here?
Same kind of idea in danger. I mean, you know this as well as anybody, right? Would it just not be Chicago Bears-like to lay an egg this weekend against the Browns, having this great season, last couple games? We all wanted to know how good the Bears are, right? The Patriots are getting ready to go through that stretch. They play the Bills Sunday, Ravens next week in primetime. We want to know how good the Patriots are. We wanted to know how good the Bears were. Well, they go on the road to Philly, win that game. They go on the road to Lambeau, had a chance to tie the game. I think Ben Johnson probably goes for two if they score, have a chance to win the game at the end. They got San Francisco, Green Bay, Detroit, all upcoming. Three monster games. And all that stands in between is a game at home. And it's the same kind of philosophy, right? When you're getting the Bears as an underdog and you're getting the Bears as a team that people are counting out, they don't think they're any good, that's when I want to bet in Chicago. But guys, keep in mind, this was a team that was favored by 3.5 at the Giants earlier this year. They were 4.5-point favorites against the Saints. I get the Browns are terrible, but we know they have a great defense. It is going to be frigid in Chicago on Sunday. They're calling for like -10 with wind chill. So with two good defenses and a Browns team that wants to run the football, I just think it's too many points. I like Cleveland plus 7.5 and would not be shocked if that's a close game in the late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, PJ Glass, your host, ascended in BetMGM Network. One more in the NFL. And I also want to tag it with your thoughts on Phillip Rivers here too, PJ. The Packers, could you say the same thing about the Packers here? Because, hey, they're coming off this emotional win over Chicago. Now they got to go to Denver. But you see Chicago right on the schedule coming up next week in Chicago. So not that they're going to look past this Denver team, but I just find it curious that here's Denver, a 2 seed, and they're actually a home underdog in this game.
Exactly. And Gene, it's the way that you said that I think a lot of people are looking at this game. How can 11-2 team with one of the best home fields in the NFL be an underdog to this Packers team that's been really up and down this season, and especially on the road, right? We watch them go to Cleveland and lose. They struggle with Arizona. They tied with Dallas when they were really struggling at the beginning of the year. But Green Bay, I think, is a team that plays to the level of their competition. They get up for these big games, especially on the road. When they played Rodgers on Sunday night, they smoked him in the second half. That Thanksgiving game against Detroit, they went in there and took care of business. So I think odds makers know, bettors know that Packers, they're a team that plays up to the level of their competition. They're starting to hit their stride a little bit. And these are their kind of games on the road that you want to back Green Bay. So I do like the Packers minus 2.5.
Yeah, and then for the Colts and the Seahawks, I'm just asking for what you do in your profession, PJ, because you lean on history. You look at trends. You look at numbers. There's a science behind it. What is the baseline for a quarterback that has been on the couch for 5 years and now all of a sudden he's going to re-enter the NFL? Danger and I are watching this like a car wreck. I don't know how you're probably staying clear of this, I would imagine, but I just wanted to get your thoughts as this line now has jumped 13.5 Seattle favored over Indianapolis.
Guys, the look-ahead line was 3.5. When we thought Daniel Jones was obviously going to play, Seattle was only favored by 3.5. Now, like you said, Gene, we're all the way up to 2 touchdowns. So to answer your question, I don't think any of us know, right? I mean, how do you handicap this when you have Daniel Jones as your quarterback and then the Colts were already struggling to begin with when he was in there? Now he's out. You're either going with Riley Leonard or you're going with 44-year-old Phillip Rivers against one of the best defenses in the NFL in one of the toughest places to play, and you got to fly across the country. So it's just a brutal, brutal situation for Indianapolis. Yeah, this is just one of those games. I mean, it would only be Indy for me or nothing, to be honest with you. Like, I know a lot of people are looking at it would only be Seattle for me, but just keep in mind, they do have a monster game against the Rams coming up on Thursday, right? And this is just one of those games they want to get in and they want to get out. They probably don't want to show the Rams too much on film. And the Colts are still battling for a playoff spot. They still got one of the best running backs in football in Taylor. They got a solid defense. Like, there are some ways that maybe they can try and move the ball up and down the field. I think other people are looking at it as Max Brosmer in Minnesota went into Seattle as an 11.5-point dog. So, like, are we really going to make Riley Leonard, Phillip Rivers a 14-point dog against Seattle? It's just, it feels a little too inflated to me. So there are some 14s that are starting to pop up. And now that we've reached that point, I mean, even if it is Rivers, guys, I think if I had to bet it, like, that would be the only side for me.
PJ, before we let you go, I mean, big signing for your Orioles today. Did you want to talk about the potential first baseman and big bat that you just added to that roster?
Alonzo, boys, we got Alonzo, we got Pasayo, we got Mayo. We're all the way back, hon. Let's go, O's.
We're all the way back, hon. Throw some Old Bay on that. PJ, we're good to go. Talk about, send it in, and tell everybody about your show, how we can get more of your work.
1 to 1:30, fellas, every Monday through Friday. You can check us out on Send It In on the BetMGM Network, YouTube, Twitch, and X. We live stream the show. It's live, it's interactive, and we love for people to watch the show and chime in with any questions, any comments, any bets that they have. And, yeah, check us out, boys. I mean, we got that Alonzo news right before the show broke, and as you can imagine, that was something right there. What a pleasant surprise that was.
Your team spending money. I'm happy for Orioles fans. This will look great. In 4 or 5 years, not going to look so good. But right now, hey, congrats.
PJ, appreciate it, man. Have a great week.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
There's PJ Glasser, the host of Send It In. Find his work at the BetMGM Network, YouTube, Twitch. Follow him on X. It's Wednesday in the sports bar. We got some winners for you. So there's PJ's take on the Week 15 action and some college football as well.
I hope that when we're talking to PJ, like you're when you're listening, you're having as much fun as we're having, you know, with him, because he's just a man of good humor. Can roll with the punches.
Well, so much of betting information that you know, like, betting information used to just be strict. Like, here's the line, here's the number, here's what I'm doing. You know, it was very kind of like aggressive. Where now it's more like wagertainment. I like that phrase. It can be entertaining. Like, you can have it being delivered by personalities. And it's always been done best when delivered by personalities. I mean, we remember Jimmy the Greek and the Hammer. And,
you know, but I was always hit over the head with the guys, the 1-900 number. I've got my lock of the week. Yeah. And if you call me right now, like, Well, no, and like there is no such thing as a lock of the week. But you know, kind of growing up, you're like, wow, does this guy have inside info that I need? I better call him, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. No. Well, PJ knows his stuff, and more than that, he's just a fun dude to talk to every week, and appreciate him making time for us here in the sports bar to give us his favorite plays on a Wednesday. Hopefully, you are able to cash in because PJ makes you a smarter sports bettor and a smarter sports fan. We have some McDermott McLies we have to get to, Gino, and. You know, immediately I'm going to throw a couple of clips your way. There is a McDermott clip from today on Drake May.
Okay.
There's also, this is the curveball, there's also a clip from McDermott today talking about Darius Slay.
In fairness, I did hear this one because people were reacting to this. Okay, we haven't moved off the storyline, apparently. Is he lying in this danger, do you think?
Well, we'll review the coach speak.
Yeah.
We'll set the lie detector. We'll get you some McDermott McLies before we get to Fitzy from WEEI in Boston. He'll be joining us next hour as well. And you can join us. Plenty of time for you at 866-4FAN. That's the Good Smoke Barbecue and Pub. Wingman line, 866-4326. Award-winning barbecue from Good Smoke Barbecue and Pub. 135 West Commercial Street in East Rochester. GoodSmokeBBQ.com.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.